Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope that you are feeling very righteous. You must be. Glad you dialed by today. Michael Regei in for Nathan Zagura. Nathan's been down in the Browns locker room today, and you'll catch his interviews on ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt Wilhelm is here. Matt and I always enjoy being able to hopefully make you think a little bit, bring things to the table that are thought-provoking, and maybe take you behind the scenes a little bit about how things not only shake out with the Browns, but more, you know, philosophically, how are things run in the National Football League. So always pleased that you get involved with that. Again, 216-578-0850, and that's how our man Lavelle did it as we head to East Cleveland and welcome Lavelle to Browns Daily. What's going on, Lavelle?
How you doing?
We're great, man. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Great show, y'all.
Thank you.
My word would be close. And the reason I say close is because of the way the first three games have gone. Mm-hmm. You know, very, very close games. We could easily be 0-3, but we could also be 3-0. Just the way, how close we've been in these first three games. Mm-hmm. You know, we're close to being a good team. Maybe not a Super Bowl team, maybe not even a playoff team, but close to being a very good team with a consistent chance of making the playoffs.
I agree, and I think that, again, if you look at the words, and I'm going to give a synopsis of our words.
Yeah.
We've got finish, identity, competitive, unity, promising, encouraged. One person said disappointing. Of course it's disappointing to be 1-2. Educational and close. I think all those words are so such a great synopsis of this football season, and I think it bodes extremely well for the optimism that these fans have that Coach Mike Pettine, Ray Farmer, this staff, and the players in this locker room give us an opportunity to win football games, to solidify our future as a successful NFL franchise, no longer be a bottom dweller laughingstock of the NFL where people are coming to first or teams are coming to First Energy Stadium expecting a victory or them, you know, us, you know, heading somewhere to play on the road and they think that we're going to be some type of pushover.
Yeah. Hey, Lavelle, while we have you, did you hear earlier too? We asked as you were coming up with your one word, if you're Mike Pettine, what are you really going to work on? What phase of your football team to try to get squared away during the bye?
I really want to work on the defensive line. That's probably the main thing that I see. That's the biggest problem this season. We're just not getting enough push up front.
Yeah, no, I think, and that's something that certainly hits home for all of us. Great stuff, Lavelle, as always. Good to hear from you today, my man.
Thank you very much.
Stay well. That's Lavelle from East Cleveland. And again, that's why when you discuss it philosophically, Matt, that's why we wanted to bring out that at least my biggest question has been, and you, of course, you touched on it a little bit with us, but I really want to see if philosophically Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill decide, all right, maybe we can't make this many concessions in the opponent's run game. If indeed that's the way they were approaching it, I also think, and you brought this out, I got to think they're going to look to get a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more creative because, you know, Pettine has always been with Rex Ryan and even O'Neill in Buffalo, who coached a big zone blitz guy. Haven't seen a whole lot of that to this point, is it?
No, you haven't. And I'll say this, in my experience playing in a 3-4 defense, you love playing for a coach that trusts his players to get a job done. And what am I saying by that? It means executing whatever he calls, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been a problem. There was an amazing article I posted by Mary Kay Cabot yesterday. It was an interview with Jim Leonard, who's probably the most experienced player on this football team with Coach Mike Pettine and this scheme. And it was, you know, time and time again, trust the scheme. You know, players in some cases on this team, because they've played in other schemes, are reverting back to bad technique, mm-hmm. reverting back to old ways, not the new ways. And Jim Leonard, you know, even said at every spot, you know, a spot he's had in both in Baltimore and with the Jets, and it'll happen here in Cleveland, is patience. We need to have patience. You know, get through these first four games. You know, these growing pains. It's. He also alluded to the fact that he thought the bye week coming early is great for them to self-scout this little tidbit of sampling they have after three games, evaluate it, and fix it. And I've got a on that same note is I've got a great tweet from at BR Cleve
yep.
on Twitter. It says, at Matt Wilhelm 57, ever have a young coach like Jim O'Neill? Does he command as much respect as Coach Pettine? And what about moving the DC upstairs on Sunday? And I think it's a great point. I've had young coaches before, yes, and they do demand respect because in some cases they control your job and whether you're on the field or not. So you have to respect that. And also, too, the fact of the matter that I think that both Jim O'Neill and Coach Mike Pettine have input on the defensive scheme and play calling. So it's not just on Jim O'Neill. So that immediately deems the respect of Coach Mike Pettine as well. And lastly, I said this is part of that little shake-up game management. Is that I would not be opposed to Jim O'Neill going up into the booth and having a different perspective. And also, too, I spoke about my experience as a football player that unless Jim O'Neill is meeting with that defense and meeting with one specific group, whether it be the linebackers or the safeties or whatever, and gets in front of that whiteboard, if he's only calling a game from the sideline, I think his services are due better up in the box, letting Pettine, you know, have his input on the sideline, yeah. Let those coaches coach, you know, mean get down and dirty on the whiteboards and give those coaching notes on the sideline,
yes.
And let Jim O'Neill have a different perspective. And this also, too, it doesn't mean if he goes up, he can't come back down, but just as something to shake it up a little bit.
I'm right in line with you, and I think that would better serve the Browns because that's kind of another thing I've been wondering, especially red zone defensive calls when the Browns, again, are on the defensive side of the football. Red zone, I've seen a little bit of confusion.
Yep.
You know, Matt, that's why I bring up personnel packaging there.
Sure.
You've seen a little bit of, you know, guys starting on the football field and then whoops, you know, almost got like that big collar coming out. No, and then somebody, you know, you see maybe, you know, a DB or a linebacker, you know, start off and then come back to the huddle. And I always got the sense, I kind of felt that maybe Mike Pettine should be, I mean, that's what he is. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. Nope.
I think Mike Pettine should be the voice there on the sideline defensively. And as you suggested, I agree. Let Jim O'Neill go upstairs, you know, get the volume look from up there. Of course he's going to be in communique
sure.
with Pettine. And they'll bounce things off one another.
And some assistant coach with the binoculars identifying the personnel
yes.
groups.
Yes,
not only the personnel groups of what, you know, what personnel they have on the field. And when I say personnel groups for you fans out there that don't know, is it one back, one tight end, and three wide receivers? Is it two backs, two tight ends, yep. one wide receiver? That personnel group, because we're trying to match with our personnel what they have on the field. And then also, too, which, again, why having – and I'll, you know, come back to our offense, it was like Johnny Manziel. Is when we play an opposing team, there is probably an employee of every team that we play that has binoculars eyes on Johnny Manziel. Every time Johnny Manziel has his helmet on and is about to come in the football game, it's being identified. And that just goes to show how much, you know, intellect and knowledge goes into these schemes that we play.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly a chess game based on the people and also to the scheme.
I love it. Like I said, you know, you see me smiling at you when you start talking that. I get, you know, maybe tomorrow I'm going to get a homework assignment. I'm going to see if Wilhelm can do this. He just started. He mentioned a few jargon things with regard to, as you're a defender, when you look at how you're defending the opposition offense. Maybe tomorrow, let's see, I'm going to have you explain 11 personnel, 12 personnel.
Sure.
21 personnel.
Yes. Those are the basics. Those are the basics. But again, so the Browns fans, so you know, it's the fact that we know what they're in allows us to match that personnel. Would we want a Taba Rubin and John Hughes in the game versus 11 personnel with one back and one tight end? The high tendency is for them to throw.
No.
We want to get both Bryants in the game. We want to get Mingo in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to get an extra corner in the game, Justin Gilbert back in the game. So all those substitutions, and I think, again, we have a very young staff. We have a first-year head coach and defensive coordinator doing
right.
it for the first time.
Right.
You know, that, yes, we get preseason dress rehearsals, but it's when it's the real game, you've got to make those real decisions because you can't go back on them. And I think ironing them out now will bode well for the Cleveland Browns and the future of this season.
So Matt and I are talking philosophy and scheming and personnel now. And Browns Nation, you can watch Cleveland Brown games on demand, and you could take a look at some of this in an HD on your computer, tablet, or mobile device by subscribing to Game Rewind. You'll love it. I'm telling you, Game Rewind on ClevelandBrowns.com. All right, Maddie, we've got to Gibbs demands that we give out, and we're going to, after this timeout, we will get into our top 10 power poll. Now, the thing I'm torn between right now, first of all, it's three football games, but, you know, again, are we going to do this as to how teams are performing right now? But I think you got to throw some into also that, again, you know, all right, so maybe the best team in the NFL in our minds is not 3-0 right now, okay? But so it's probably going to be a mix and match of each. We'll give you an idea how that all shakes out. We've still got room for you on this kind of a big opportunity for you today on this Mailbag Wednesday. You hashtag your tweet, mailbag, hashtag it mailbag, at MattWilhelm57, at Michael Regei, at Browns_daily. And we still got time to go. We'll get you top priority on that. We'll get your calls as well on the way back in, 216-578-0850. And if you have thoughts on, again, if you're Mike Pettine, what area of this football team are you going to address and take the strongest look at and try to fix as you head into Tennessee coming up in 10 days from now? And also one word that best describes the Cleveland Browns through three football games in 2014. That's what we do. We get you involved, Browns Nation. Got to have your dialogue. Got to have your opinions, your thoughts. It's all part of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Right back in a moment.